This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Supreme Court has set up a national task force to ensure the safety of medical professionals. A bench led by Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud, while hearing the case regarding the rape and murder of a doctor at a Kolkata hospital, directed the task force to submit its interim report within 3 weeks and the final report within 2 months. The Chief Justice of India said that the court is creating a national task force comprising doctors from across the country to provide recommendations on the modalities to be followed nationwide to ensure the safety of women. The court said that existing laws do not adequately address the institutional safety of doctors. The court said it has initiated the case on its own regarding the rape and murder of a doctor at the R.G. Carr Medical College Hospital in Kolkata to address systematic issues. The Resident Doctor Association, RDA, of RML Hospital has called off its strike. The doctors were on strike demanding to ensure security of healthcare workers and speedy justice to the victim of the alleged rape and murder of the doctor in Kolkata. The RDA has said that the decision to withdraw comes in light of the government's acceptance of all critical demands put forward by them. The CBI has cautioned the public about a fake letter circulating on social media, purportedly from its office, related to the investigation into the Kolkata rape and murder case. The CBI has termed the letter and its content as fake, noting that it mentions the name of a CBI officer seeking the withdrawal of the investigation into the case. The agency has clarified that there is no such officer working at the CBI and has urged people not to fall prey to this letter. Maharashtra's Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis today said a special investigation team has been constituted under Senior IPS Officer Aarti Singh to investigate the case of sexual assault of a young girl at a school in Badlapur. He said that the Thane Police Commissioner has been instructed to give a proposal to conduct the trial in the fast-track court. Meanwhile, the parents and public are holding protests demanding justice and accountability from authorities. India and Malaysia have signed agreements in the fields of labour and employment, Ayurveda and traditional medicines, digital technologies, culture, tourism and cooperation in youth and sports. The two countries also inked agreements in the area of public administration, governance reforms and mutual cooperation. The agreements were signed following delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim in New Delhi. Addressing a joint press conference after the talks, Prime Minister Modi said India and Malaysia have decided to elevate their enhanced strategic partnership to a comprehensive strategic partnership. The Prime Minister added that both sides will work on linking India's UPI with Malaysia's PayNet. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister of Malaysia, Dato Seri Anwar bin Ibrahim, said that there are many areas that both sides need to explore further. Earlier in the day, the Prime Minister warmly received his Malaysian counterpart in a ceremonial welcome at Rashtrapati Bhavan. The government has asked the Union Public Service Commission, UPSC, to cancel the advertisement related to the lateral entry in bureaucracy. Recently, the UPSC had issued an advertisement to appoint 45 joint secretaries, directors and deputy secretaries in central ministries, which has been questioned by the opposition parties. Union Minister for the Department of Personnel and Training, Dr. Jitendra Singh, wrote a letter to UPSC Chairman Preeti Sudhan, saying that Prime Minister Narendra Modi is of the firm belief that the process of lateral entry must be aligned with the principles of equity and social justice enshrined in the Constitution, particularly concerning the provisions of reservation. In Jammu and Kashmir, the filing of nominations for the first phase of assembly elections began today after the issuance of notification by the Election Commission of India. 24 assembly constituencies will go to polls in the first phase of elections, with voting taking place on the 18th of September. The government has said that 7.3 crore internet subscribers and 7.7 crore broadband subscribers have been added in the financial year 2023-24. And that is the end of this news bulletin.